back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As I said before, our lines are open. They were down yesterday. We didn't get any calls for 2 hours, not because you weren't on the line. You were all on the line. Our glitch, our bad on us, it's all fixed now, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from our website. Go on our website, download the app, go to the Apple Google Store, download the app. Why do you download the app? You get Devil Radio 24/7 wherever you go. If you're getting the signal over AM, if you're getting the 1580 AM, there's another reason. As it gets dark, believe it or not, the FCC requires AM stations to power down. Not going to get into the physics of the sun's rays and all that, but part of it is that the signal then can go around the world when the sun's rays are not interfering. They're interfering with AM stations everywhere in the world, in Australia, South America, Mongolia. And you may think that's kind of neat. You call in to Matt Flynn Direct and your voice is showing up in Mongolia. Oh, that's great. Except what would then happen is their signals would interfere with ours. So as long until daylight savings this coming spring, if you take it on the AM, download the app. And if you get it on the 92.7 FM, you should still do it because there's obviously limited range and it's the best way to get the signal. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, supporting Trump, spreading the big lie about the election, attacking our democracy, and we are the strongest and least polite antidote to that. All right. We are going to Wisconsin. Gableman, you know, Gableman, former judge that Voss appointed to do the fake cyber ninja type audit of our elections here. Scare clerks, try to set us up for next time to have Voss and the gerrymandered legislature take it away from the presidential election and certify the Republican. That's what's going on. If you think I'm wrong, believe me, stand by. And that's why there's a bill pending, about to be pending, I should say, in the legislature from the Republicans that lets the legislature, not the presidential election, pick the electors. And all they're trying to do is in six states. They don't have to do it in Alabama. They don't have to do it in California. They know what's going to happen there. Six states are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Lawyers with briefcases in six states can change the course of our Constitution. Stand up for your right to vote. Well, Gableman, who's part of this, has just revealed is spending $20,000 a month to five staff members, and he won't say who they are. Paying himself $11,000 a month, 11 grand a month. Has an office in Brookfield. Brookfield in Waukesha County is a suburb of Milwaukee. Pretty nice work. We don't know what it is. We've asked, hey, what are you, who are you paying? He won't say. People who are working, journalists have called, say they've talked to three people, a woman named Carol M. It's all they know. And then she hangs up. A guy named Andrew Kloster, who is one of Trump's lawyers, and a guy, I love this, Zachary Nemirovitz. Who the hell is Zachary Nemirovitz? Why should I be paying? This is coming out of my pocket, guys, and yours. This is coming out of my taxes. Why should I pay Zachary Nemirovitz? Don't even know who he is. Then there are two other guys, I don't even know their names. Why am I paying them $4,000 a month? And why am I paying Gableman $11,000 a month out of our tax dollars? To scare clerks, to spread the big lie. This isn't right. It's flat out not right. We're going to the lines. Michael of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Michael of Madison.
Thanks for bringing this up, Matt. I don't think we can talk about it enough as people who care about democracy and our free society. It's a non-rhetorical question. What we're paying them to do is to find a way to overturn the will of free and fair elections in the United States. And I would encourage all your listeners to follow the journalism of a reporter named Seth Abramson, who's really been piecing together, I think, the most compelling storyline of what the actual coup attempt and insurrection attempt is here. It's sad that I'm a citizen of a state which is actively involved in that. Our state legislator or some of our state legislators are actively involved in that. And the case that he has very meticulously pieced together is that the January 6th event was intended to delay the certification of the votes such that new slates of electors at the state level, at the state legislative level, could be appointed and with our Republican legislators' preferred electors being sent to Washington. And the goal was to delay that certification in Washington by enough days to allow the state legislatures from Georgia, from Pennsylvania, from Wisconsin, from Arizona, to do the work of overturning the vote elections at the state level such that a new slate of electors could be sent to Washington and secure the election for Trump. I think the case he's put together is overwhelming in its evidence. It's all documented, and I would strongly encourage your listeners to go find Seth Abramson on Substack and follow his journalism and really get into the heart of that.
Excellent, excellent tip. Seth Abrahamson, everybody, please look at it. I'm going to look at it. I think that's right. All they have to do is have the legislatures of six states override the presidential election. The Constitution does say that the state legislatures determine the electors, but that goes back to 1788 when there were no elections and George Washington had it by acclamation. We cannot permit that to happen because you will have lawyers with briefcases in effect and legislators stealing our democracy just by tampering with six states. Seth Abrahamson, good tip. Thank you. Tom of McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Tom of McFarland?
Hi, Matt. You know, one of the common themes you often hear from the Republicans about why they don't want any of the quote-unquote nationalization of the elections is because they want, you know, the state to decide that. But I'm noticing that they always have a standard when it comes to these whole stop the steal. They're nationalizing that standard. For example, here in Wisconsin, you know, they say that the Wisconsin changes to the voting didn't happen through the legislature, ergo it's illegal. But that's not the case at all, because way back when, I'm not sure if you remember, you know, the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board that existed prior to 2010, which was a nonpartisan professional board that oversaw our elections and made sure that everything was on the up and up. Well, when Republicans took office in 2010, they did not want a nonpartisan board. They wanted a partisan board, which brought in the Wisconsin Election Commission. And the legislature ceded authority for elections to the Wisconsin Election Commission, which means any changes that the Wisconsin Election Commission put forth was as if it was through the voice of the legislature. But that's not what the GOP is saying today. They're now saying that these changes were unconstitutional because the legislature never approved it. And they're forgetting, they're trying to conflate the issue of, well, we're going to ignore how the Wisconsin Election Commission was founded, what its authority is, and I'm wondering if they just want to get rid of it now because it's no longer playing ball like it's supposed to.
Yeah, that's, you know, Mark, Tom, you really hit the nail on the head, because it's three Democrats, three Republicans, and unanimously they, for instance, would let ballots be mailed to old age homes rather than send in people who are barred by COVID. And the legislature is attacking that, even though that wouldn't have changed the election. Tom, thanks a lot for calling in. Very, very profound point. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents, a great show. Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram on the weekend, my friend Pizza Box Mike, and then great program in the evening and on the weekends. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.